Gemara Hilchos Shabbos and Siman Shinya Tes Nalachas Abayir on the bottom of Kuf Mem Beis Mem Aleph Sif Yud Beis. Kol Mokum Shemut Lasan Yain Besuda, wherever it's permitted to filter wine with a kerchief, like we spoke about, Mut Lasan Noi, then you let it filter as you continue to page 284. Bekfifa Mitzvus Pirish. It's a Kupa Shaisim and Hagayim Memin Haraba. It's a box that they make out of some type of like a rubber type of a rovers, and says Mechabe B'Yizor, you have to be careful. Shleig Biak Fifa, not to lift up the box. Mishuli Hakli Tefa, from the bottom of the vessel a hand breath. Mishum Shinui, because of doing something different as making it a change. Says Mishabur, Sivkat Memzani, Kamakam Bechulu. Wherever you allow to filter with the wine with a kerchief, you allow to do it with this kefif of mitzvahs. But the Rabbi is coming to include the day Rishon, according to the first opinion. Dafili Yanchu Achikzas, and even one that's a little murky, Dasalasan Mishamers, that we say you're not allowed to filter it with a Mishamers with that special tool that you use for filtering, not like we mentioned previously. Afilach, even some Mutlasan, but kefif of mitzvahs, you're allowed to filter it with this box. Sheinasu Lashamer, but Mysachoil. It's not used to filter it during the weekday. So the water, whether it's clear, whether it's a little bit murky, you're allowed to filter it through it. Basically, also kanafa, that vessel that's made like a sieve, that they filter with it, that's not like a kefifa mitzvah. That has a halacha like a mishamers, like a sift, like a filter. Because it's designated for that, and therefore for that you shouldn't filter Eliyain Solomon Slulum, only clear wine and clear water, Kanabrish Sibyod, like we said previously in the beginning of Sibyod. Sibkan Memtez. Now, so we said you could do it with the Kvifa Mitzvah. It's not designated like Mishameres. And we said you should be careful that it shouldn't be above the bottom of the vessel a tefach because of mishum shinui. Meaning shleikov b'chol, it shouldn't be like the way you do it normally during the week. You have to do some type of something abnormal. Olafiz, according to this, ma'im b'yayin tzluun, clear water and wine. The gam shemeres muti that's permitted even with the shemeres. It's not like we said before. Me'mele muti like biak kafiv tefach v'yezet. Therefore, you're allowed to lift up the box a hand breath or more from the bottom of the vessel. By the Allah should be arnu in the Vemeras Chalak Fifa that we explained. The Harbur Hashem said, "Men Hashem hold that Tam Shetok Shliya Kfifa Gilay Tera." What's the reason that the box shouldn't be a tefach high? Hashem Chashash Oil. It's actually a concern that you're making like some type of a canopy. The Shur B'Tefach, which the measurement is a tefach. They say according to this, Gam Kishem B'San Yain Ma'im Slum. Then even when you're filtering clear wine or water, you know he would have the same halacha because it's still a problem about oil. It says V'Da Yishno De'in Yasi is oil. This idea of making oil Leshech B'Zeh. It's not applicable over here. Elikish mechase by kfifa, only when you cover with the box, kol chalal haklir shetachta, the entire airspace of the vessel beneath it. Meaning you're putting the water or the wine through it and it's filtering down to what's beneath it and you're covering that whole airspace. And it's a tefach above. Avil meichas abiyode achas haklir, but if you're holding it with one hand above the vessel, shalal panekula, not on the entire surface, but shetach biyode ashni, and he's pouring with the second hand, muti then permit afil biyosim tefach, even if it's more than a tefach. And also according to the reasoning of the Shulchan Aruch, it's really mishum shinui, not because of oil, just like you have to do something different. After the composition, maybe that would also be considered as shinui. But fradim hoyitzol, specifically if it was clear, the insert is ashin a claw that you don't need the shinui at all. The tamarishin for the first reasoning, commercial example, like we wrote, that for sure doing it this way would be okay. Sivir gimel kli shema arin, Peter shemarikin, a vessel that you're pouring out a boy. From it, into it, yain ma'achabas, wine from the barrel. Le'itim b'piv, you shouldn't put by the spout, kashin v'kisamin v'chazka, very tight, straw and twigs. They don't have any bigger sifter than that. Says Mr. Rusevkot, nun le'itim b'chulu, but some of what it means to say is, I feel my Shabbos, even from before Shabbos, k'day, listen, the Shabbos, so that it should filter through it on Shabbos. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about b'yayin ochik tzas, wine that's a little bit murky. Dimu yayin tzolv, it's clear wine. B'sanna, you're filtering rak nikisum and dakish only because of these, as we previously spoke about, these thin little pieces that are inside of it. But then even in a little sifter, a filter would be permitted. Like we said in Sabiut. So he said that don't put by the spout these twigs and straw bechazka strongly, because the derechu litchay piv bechazik. The norm is to push it in by the spout tight, so that it prevents these little twigs and these filth from passing through. But kenu came mishamers, and then it's like a sifter, which is problematic. Sivkat nun beis. Because she'en l'cha, you don't have a misanen is really bigger than this. The Gemara, in the Gemara, it's brought the mezzik mishameres. So it looks like a mishameres. Parashat Ran Duran explains a lot of mishameres. Mamashur, it's not really a mishameres. Should they ever in bashmar? Because sediments do pass through. And like even the isak is summoned between others. The le'avribahu, since there are these twigs and this filth that doesn't pass through it. Dumb mishameres. There's some mishameres that can't shine. Mashukaz v'shachanar. This that the shachanar writes she'en l'cha. That you don't have any greater filter than this. Meaning, at least in regards to that, it doesn't let these kisamen and these filth pass by. But yeah, it doesn't get everything. It's only really mezzik mishmeres because the shemarim do pass through. Sif yudal mutul oriz benachas. You let it pour calmly, mikli lechaber from one vessel to another one. As long as you're careful, shekasha yivsek hakiluach, that when the flow stops. And then it starts to come down these small drips that are pouring out at the end from the waste matter. That yafsik, then you stop. You leave it with the sediments. Because we don't do this. Those little flat splashes. They prove that it's bayer. It says the mamut like bia hachavas aleiz the davi. Let it lift up the barrel on anything. K'deshi kalach mamina a yain hetiv, so that the wine pours out from it very well. That's very kech and achzem tib in the b'seis. Says mishbrusiv katan on gimel. So he said you let it pour calmly. If you have, let's say, some waste matter in something, so you're pouring slowly. Is a classic case from one cup to another cup or whatever, from whatever vessel to another one. So he said you could do that, just as long as you're careful that when the flow stops and it starts coming down, the tzaitzis, which somebody means to say is tibis ketanis, a metaftifis, these small little droplets that are dripping, that when the flow stops, so that you stop and you leave it with the sediments. Because if not, so sivkat nundalat, these tzaitzis are meichichi v'chulu, they prove that you're doing bayer. It's what it says the muchak shubayir metechab says for sure clear. That's obvious that you're selecting those droplets from the waste matter that's there on the bottom of the vessel. Avetzchilish v'yasim at the beginning of the pouring kishadayne and absos nicker when you don't see the waste matter yet because the waste matter is all the way on the bottom. La bayiru, that's not bayir. But if you're gonna be pouring and then you're getting to the bottom, so that those droplets of kandun hay would prove shubayir. But Marin's talking about shuritz lishus lachazman where he wants to drink. At a later point in time in that day. Because he wants to drink right away. But we hold, that's not a problem. If you're taking the good from the bad, where you're selecting not through a special tool, but it's permitted. If he has a mind to eat it right away. Which the Sharati in Eis Nandad says, Chayad is stringent, even if you want to drink right away. Magen Avraham, according to his Maskan, doesn't sound like that. So, says Mishmura, the Khan over here, Avshmar Makli Lakli, even though you're pouring from one vessel to another vessel, the primary selection is happening through his hands. It's not really a tool that you're using. So it would be okay. Now, if you put these twigs in the spout of the vessel, Shamar Batecha, that you're pouring inside of, not from, but inside of, that it should filter very well. Regarding this, even immediately we should be forbidden. It may not have if you don't stop, that when the little droplets start coming down, because the chashav kabar al dekili, that's actually considered selecting through a vessel. It's like a special tool that you're pouring into. You now pour off the fat from the gravy. The film even if you don't remove it with a spoon, rather you pour with the vessel itself. Even though it's it's like doing by hand, so to speak. Now with a vessel, canal, like we just said before, kumakum us, in this case, would be forbidden. The ashum and mikim seilas gabiratum. The fat that you're trying to get off from the soup or from the chal, whatever, that's considered the waste matter from the gravy. I mean, there is a lechel ashum and altab, you don't want to eat the fat right away. And to take the waste matter from the bad from the good, that's forbidden. Even if you want to eat the food right away. Like we said in the beginning of Simon. If you pour it together with the fat, also some of the gravy with it, then sure, that's the chem that would be permitted. Ramos said, you're allowed to lift up the barrel on anything that it should flow from it good. Even though then that's going to be coming out the wine also from the sediments in the chashk because dripping out from the bottom, that's not considered bar. Because in the sides of the shemam, as long as the little droplets don't start coming out down from the sediments, commission bar, like we explained, and if I'm not saying that's okay. Oh, yeah.
So the Mechaber said you should be careful not to lift up the box from the bottom of the vessel a tefach. So the reason the Shulchan Aruch that it concludes because of a shinui, then even if you lift it up from before Shabbos, it also would be forbidden to be Meshamer, because it's not any different. But according to Rashi, in the other place that we write later on, that the reason because of oil, so if you did it from before Shabbos, you would be able to filter it on Shabbos because you're not making oil. It was already there from before. Next to Ramaschal, Hakfifa, you should lift it up from the box, Mishul Haklif, from the bottom of the vessel, Mishum Shinui. So this is the reason the Ram writes Nimr Ben Yerin, not like Rashi that holds it because of oil. Now, the truth is, it's very difficult to reject this reason, because many Rishonim write this also. Now regarding a sudur, the pin of the Ran and the Magid Ram brings it that you don't need to have that it should be less than a tafah from the bottom of the vessel that's beneath it, because it's enough for the change that you're careful regarding it, not to make a guma, a pit in it before you filter it, and because of concern of oil that you don't have, because the vessel that's beneath it is not very wide, like Hishita brought in Simba Shinta as well, but then the Sivkot and in Sivkot and Chafal, which is the Dirsha 55 brings the Mishnah Berurah brings the words of the Ran that writes that even though if someone spreads a garment on the opening of a barrel, he didn't make the walls of the oil. In general, there's no problem about making oil when you don't have intent to make a oil on the cavity, only if he's making oil of the walls, as per the Shulchan Aruch of Gimel. However, it's forbidden to do this because the barrel is very wide. So the Ran holds that by spreading out a kerchief or a basket on the vessel, there's no problem making oil because the vessel's not so wide. Taz, that the Be'alacha brings with it in that it disagrees on the Ran holds, that the Issa to spread a garment on the opening of a barrel is also by a barrel that's not even so wide. Says so the Be'alacha brings that the Taz over here brings that the Taz disagrees on them and he holds it. Also by Sudr, you have to have that you don't lift up from the bottom of the vessel that's beneath it a tefach because it's concerned about oil, or not to cover with a sudra on the whole surface of the vessel, because then there's no concern of oil according to everyone. And he says, look what we write, what we wrote in at the end of the submission to Tezvah, which Dershu 56 brings, that there he brings that the opinion of the Rabbi and the Rashba is that the prohibition of spreading out a garment on the barrel is not because of oil, but because it looks like Mishamer, in other words, like as if you're filtering, and according to their sheet, there's no Isser to put a board of a table on top of a barrel, and so too there's no issur of spreading out a kerchief without any pit on the vessel. Also, if the sudur is above from the bottom of the vessel, even the tefach, and he adds on about that not to protest regarding those who their custom is to be lenient, like the sheet of the Ravid and the Rashba. The Maschil Chaska. So the Mechaber said that don't put by the opening by the spout of the vessel these straw and twigs very strongly. And from the words of the Ravid that's burned around, it sounds like that if you don't connect it very tightly, and some of the Kesamen and the Kashin could pass through, but then they didn't make it forbidden, because that doesn't look like you're filtering. But the Gemara says, "Lein hadikinish." The Torah is saying in these words, and he doesn't mention specifically that it's a problem with chayzik, that it's only if you make it tight. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 49. Someone has tea sense that's in a vessel, that to prepare the tea scents in it, and it's not mixed with the tea leaves. It's just floating on top of them. So Chaznish writes that there's no problem about pouring it from a vessel as boir. However, the tea scents that are found in the bottom of the vessel that is mixed with the tea leaves, that's considered like it's mixed with the leaves, and pouring from the vessel would be considered as boir. Now, regarding it pouring of the scents that's on the bottom of the vessel, when you have by the spout of the vessel a strainer that stops the leaves from coming out, if that's considered boir with a kli, that we discussed previously in the Akdama to the Siman. This number 50, even though the waste matter that's found with the beer in one vessel, and someone pours out the beer and he leaves the waste matter, l'chay that would be bar. Primarily explains based on the words of the Ram, Misach L'Shavas, that since the psalus is submerged in the bottom of the vessel, it's not visible as long as the beer is foamy, as it's flowing, so you don't have the separation of the beer from the waste matter to be considered as bar. But when the flow stops, then you could see the waste matter, and separating the beer from it would be considered as bar. According to this, the Primogadim writes that when you see that psalus, now let it pour out the beer even before the end of the flow. And another way, Chaznish explains that the beer that's found above the shmarim, the sediments, is not considered like mixed with them, but when it comes out droplets at the end of the pouring, then it's considered like mixed with them, and the separating between this beer that's mixed with the sediments, that would be considered as bar. This number 51, you see from the words of the Mishnah Berurah and Sivkot Nun Hei, that something that comes out from a mixture is something that's selected. And even though later on Sivkot Nun Chesi permits to select the egg whites from the yolk through pouring it from one shell to another shell, and he doesn't consider the yolk that's poured as selecting the waste matter, Shmuel Orbach explains that the action of a person is to pour the white that he's interested in to the other shell. It's just that by the pouring, it separates the yolk from it. But his primary action is taking what he wants. However, previously in the beginning, in the Akdama to the Siman, the Mishnah writes that selecting oichel from psalus with a kvar, with a sieve, and the food item is thicker than the waste matter, and it remains in the sieve, that's considered as bar oichel from psalus, and what remains is the thing that's being selected. So therefore, that's not a problem. This number 52, later on, Sivkot Nun Ches, the Mishnah writes that separating the chelmen of the beya from the chelbon through pouring from klipa to klipa is not considered as bar with a kli, only like bar biyad, something like what he writes over here, when you're pouring from one vessel to another one. This number 53, when you have a cup of leaven, or yogurt, something like that, that water gathers on top of the leaven, but Yashav holds it's forbidden to pour the water only if you pour a little bit of the leaven with the water. Ms. McGill holds that if the water is onto the surface of the leaven and it's not mixed with it, like you have with these cups that sits a long time without moving, you're allowed to pour the water off. Rather than the Shvisa Shas Shabbos writes that you're allowed to separate the water from the leaven, and even if the water is mixed in with it, and the reason is that since there are people that eat the leaven with that water, they're not considered as two different types of food items, because they're like one food item, and someone who separates one from the other is not doing any bar. This is number 54. Later on, Sivkot and Samach Alf, the Mishnah writes the name of the Taz regarding a fly that falls into a food item or a beverage. Right there it's brought that it's forbidden to take out the fly from the food or the beverage. You're allowed to take out the fly together with some of the food or the beverage. And that's what he writes over here. And that's what he writes later on Sivkot and Samach Beis regarding fats on the milk. And there it's brought that it's forbidden to remove the fats from the milk, but you're allowed to take the fats with some of the milk. Chaznez writes that also someone who selects the psalus with some of the eichel is being over because of butter, and just that they're permitted to take the shuman with some of the chalav is because that the mixture between the fat and the milk is only in the place where of the point of contact between them. And therefore, when you're taking part of the chalav with the shuman, so you're not really selecting between them, because also where they touch, they remain connected. And so, regarding removing the fly from the beverage with some of the beverage, Chaznish writes this reason. Look over there in Sivkot Samachav, we write over there, and look over there, the Prima Gadim disagrees, and according to him, you'd like to remove the fly with some of the mashka for a different reason.